the Mississippi River flows over 2,500 miles southward through the Midwestern U.S. That is, unless you are here, where the river actually meanders north for about 50 miles. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside, as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The Treaty of Paris that ended the American Revolutionary War stated that the headwaters of the Mississippi River would be the boundary for the new nation. But where did the Great River begin? Henry Rose Schoolcraft was one of those determined to locate it in 1820.
He came with Governor Cass of Michigan Territory when Minnesota was part of that territory. They got pretty close. They came up to a lake, which is now renamed Cass Lake. But when Schoolcraft was there in 1820, he asked his Indian guides, "Is this truly the source?" And they said no.
Connie Cox says Schoolcraft was told the origin of the river was farther south than west.
So he had the opportunity to come back again in 1832, and on his expedition, he had an Ojibwa guide lead him here to Lake Itasca.
But as soon as Schoolcraft declared Lake Itasca the origin, he was challenged by a multitude of others.
We had people like Joseph Nicolet who came, and he actually developed a very extensive map of the river system, and he declared that there's another river named Nicolet Creek, of course, after him. He called that the Infant Mississippi.
Still others came here, claiming they had found a hidden lake that was the actual source. Eventually, Jacob Brower was commissioned to review the dispute.
The whole area around Itasca Park is like a basin, or if you think about it, think of like a saucer or a teacup. And all of these lakes and rivers line the rim of that teacup and down the sides, but on the very bottom of the teacup is where Lake Itasca would sit.
And the point where those waters poured from Lake Itasca was determined to be a river, the beginning of the Great Mississippi River. Traveling the Countryside at Lake Itasca, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.